Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Story to me, she heard us talking about it, and she goes, gosh, Dad, she was talking to her father, that's like buying a Ferrari every week. And I said, okay, that puts it in perspective.
That does put
from
it in
a young kid, $224,000.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go to DEFCON 1. Let's say for whatever reason, Zeke is like, I'm holding out all year.
Okay.
How drastically different would the Cowboys change their offense, or would they do the same offense and just try to utilize the guys that they have in a Zeke capacity?
Yeah, I don't know that you change your entire offense. I don't know that you would lean on one running back the way you would lean on Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, the way they keep practicing, it, to me, if they started the season tomorrow, you know, Tony Pollard's your starting running back. Mm-hmm. Before, when they got Morris, I figured, okay, they'll get him ready, ease Pollard in. But the way they've been practicing, you know, it would be Pollard, but I would be hard-pressed to suggest that they would give him 25, 30 carries a game. I don't see that. I think that's when Morris would step in and help out. But you may not lean on the run as much, but I think you still run the same offense. And you know, when you look at this passing attack with the weapons they have, if everybody's healthy, if you got Amari Cooper out there, you guys have seen Michael Gallup has made great strides from last year.
Indeed.
Randall Cobb, you know, slouch in the slot. And then with the combination of Witten and Jarwin at tight end, you got some pretty good weapons out there right now. So, to me, this offense, as good as it was the final eight games last year, needs to take that next step. And I think they have the talent to do it as long as they're healthy and Zeke's on the field.
Mick, awesome stuff. Thank you very much, sir.
Sure.
Appreciate
thing.
It.
Good to you guys here for the card practice. Okay?
Yes. And by the way, our good friend Mickey, of course, is brought to you by Ford, the best in Texas. And, Ben, we are at the Ford Center, which couldn't be any cooler. And, you know, it's interesting hearing Mickey talk about the way this practice is laid out. I think there's a better crowd today than there was yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit better crowd today for sure. And I hate it because I think yesterday was a little bit more exciting.
Players Hell yes.
now doing the post-practice stretching. They're now coming in for a gathering around Coach Garrett and now down closer to us on about the 20-yard line. KT, where are you, sir?
I'm on the 50-yard line. Right here, I'm 10 feet away from Jerry Jr.
Okay,
know,
so I saw Steven over there. I can't really see him from very closely from where we are just because I'm old. I see where you are now. And, you know, Jeff Darlington had this report on Twitter that a source tells him that the Zeke deal is, quote, is getting done, end quote. Does Steven Jones seem particularly giddy over there and super happy? Does it look like he's maybe a little lighter in the pockets? What can you report from the sideline?
Nah, it looks about the same. He's going with a more dark-colored suit than he did yesterday when he went the bold move with the red suit.
Oh.
But I'll say this about old Jeff Darlington. He's the guy who I saw fly into town to cover a Cowboy game and took his luggage, or suitcase, if you will, directly to a bar. He didn't even go drop his stuff off at the hotel.
Respect.
He's like, let's meet up with the gang at a bar. Him and Maurice Jones-Drew. And yeah, so that's old Darlington. That's I trust Darlington pretty good. But, man, on Zeke Watch, the day I broke the Cabo news 3 weeks ago.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's arrogant.
Fire off the KT news sounder.
Well, I was kind of given the belief that, hey, Zeke's coming back eventually. He's just going to Cabo right now.
Well, so hold on. Shippy, give us some breaking news here.
No.
Let me find out. Since you broke the original Zeke news, I need to find out what exactly you're reporting now. Here with maybe breaking news is Kevin KT Turner from the 50-yard line of the Ford Center at the Star.
Indeed.com. That this is brought to you by Indeed.com. And you can post a job today, Indeed.com/hire. Also, the Radio.com sports app, which you should all download if you're a tow load in your car and you're like, hey, I'm on vacation. Radio.com app. But I can report that we will have Michael Gallup in about 5 minutes.
Oh, go.
Live on the Ben and Skin Show again.
Okay, and that's brought to you by Indeed.com?
Indeed.com.
Post
a job.
Indeed.com. Okay.
/hire.
So you're not saying anything about Zeke, and you're not reading that there's a Zeke deal.
Well, I haven't read the Darlington tweet or whatever. Is he tweeting it? Is that what's happening?
No, he was on a show on the NFL Network, and he told the panel there on the set of the show that he's being told by a source that the Zeke deal, quote, is getting done,
like
end quote.
Okay, in general?
Here's how I read that. We don't know when he talked to whoever, but that's kind of what they said at the press conference on opening day of camp before we started talking about how things got contentious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the tone of Team Jones. These deals get done, and have we ever not had a guy that we want to keep and all those sorts of things? So depending on if this is newer information, that is a tone that had been out there before. So I don't want to read too much into that.
And I feel like, without question, the Cowboys are willing to pay Zeke $15 million a year, mm-hmm. which is the Gurley deal. Mm-hmm. And most of the league feels like, okay, that was a little too much money. The Le'Veon Bell deal shows that was walked back to $13 million a year. But I think the Cowboys are willing to pay Zeke $15 million a year. What I don't know is how many years, and I don't know what the guaranteed money portion is of their offer. And that's probably where this thing has fallen apart. And
the band just came back out to play an encore. Did you hear the crowd there, Ben? They were really excited.
This is that weird thing where practice ends and then it doesn't end. And then they separate into smaller groups. The crowd here giving them a nice round of applause.
Yeah, okay. we should go now and then come back. We'll have Michael Gallup, believe.
Coming up next, we'll have Michael Gallup on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
A new Mirage for just $11,900, only at Mesquite Mitsubishi. Check them out online at mymitsu.com today.
All right, Spin and Skin Show. We're live from the Ford Center at the Star. Dallas Cowboys football practice has concluded, and we are now joined by their star wide receiver, Michael Gallup. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, doing great. How about y'all?
Man, we're doing really well. It's always fun to have you on the show. We love talking to you, and let's dive right in. On a day like today, where you guys are practicing without pants on, and you're not pantless, you're wearing sweatpants, shorts, things like that.
Yes,
would you describe that as just a super light practice? There's no chance of you getting hit out here, right?
No, sir, not today. It's more of just, you know, speed through, fast Friday, make sure everything, you know, is right for us. Just make sure we're clicking on all cylinders.
You know, Michael, there's a lot of, man, Michael Gallup has really grown. He's grown by leaps and bounds. He looks so good. So do you feel that? And if so, what is the area do you think that you've probably taken the greatest strides?
I definitely feel that way, but I think the biggest thing I've done this past year was getting my playbook and, you know where to line up, know where, you know, the quarterback's looking to go here, just understanding the game a lot more, and I think that's helping my overall game a lot this year.
But your chemistry with Dak has improved too, and in specifically the deep balls, you guys appear to be on the same page. Obviously, you had the big completion in Hawaii. How have you guys been able to ramp things up that well?
When we came out for mini camp and OTAs, we had a strong emphasis on that. And Kitna, actually, he loves the deep ball. He wants us to connect more on that because we did it a lot last year and we didn't have the results that we wanted. So we put a lot of work in this offseason to make sure it's right for the season.
Is it, you say, you know, you're talking about the OTAs and everything leading up to it, comparing your rookie preseason to the camp of this year, have you guys been practicing that substantially more? I mean, I'm feeling like you're saying that we're seeing some things that we didn't do nearly as much last year.
We didn't do it as much last year just because I was still trying to learn the playbook. It was more of me, you know, learning how to line up and where to line up before I could even, you know, get downfield. So I think it's more in that area where I can just go out there and we can focus on, you know, catching the ball, throwing catch now. You need to line up here. You got a 15-yard route, something like that.
Talking to Michael Gallup on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, live from the Ford Center at the Star. How is this offensive scheme or play calling thus far, how is it different to you this year than it was last year?
I think the biggest difference is coaches putting everybody in a bunch of different spots. We have more motions, you know, a lot of people doing a bunch of things that, you know, we didn't do last year. So I think he's just putting more variety on the playbook for us, and it's going good.
How has, in your opinion, how has Dak reacted to that? Obviously, there's a lot of responsibility on him. Does this seem to suit what he does well?
I think it does. He comes out here and he goes to work every day, but he does what he's supposed to do. And I think, you know, the more the variety is, I think it's just, you know, easier for him. He doesn't have to, you know, worry about just one certain route, stay locked in on this one route or anything like that. He could change it up and put somebody in a different spot and then run it from there.
All right, in a battle of two things you probably don't care about, because we know you pretty well at this point, what do you care the most about? Your Madden rating or how much respect you get in fantasy football drafts?
Oof, wow. I could really, that's a tough one. I'm probably going to have to go with my Madden rating.
Yeah.
I'm not too really worried about either of them, to be honest. But
I know you're not. Okay, so if in a perfect world, knowing how good you are, if they called you and said, Madden called and they said, hey, listen, EA Sports here, we're going to let you set your own rating level, what should it be? What would you tell them?
I definitely put myself at like an 83, 84.
That's so humble, modest. Why?
I would have said 96.
I would have said 97, 98.
But I'm a Gallup fan. I don't know about you.
Why are you so down on yourself?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, a B-minus for me. That's not being down on myself. I wouldn't say so. But, you know, it's only year two for me, so I still got a lot more to, you know, prove. So that's why I would put it right there.
It's so exciting to meet a real person. So, Michael, here's the thing you're going to have to worry about. As gaming takes off, eventually Ben's question will become one, and you'll have to worry about your fantasy Madden rating. Like, where people that play Madden are taking you in their fantasy draft, so that's just the future. But as you know, all anybody is talking about right now is the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Have you had a chance to eat it yet? Do you eat Chick-fil-A? How do you compare these chicken sandwiches?
I do eat Chick-fil-A. I eat Chick-fil-A and Popeye's a lot, but I'm not going to go to Popeye's to get a chicken sandwich.
What are you, you're just going to go in and get some chicken breast?
I'm just going to get some chicken. I'm going to dip it in some buffalo sauce or some ranch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's that.
If you would, like, we're on in one end zone looking at you guys. I see you standing in front of KT. You're at about the 50-yard line. Yeah, we're down here. We're up high. You can see us here down by the end zone.
Look more to your left.
Yeah.
Michael, throw us your jersey.
We're way up here and waving to you. Now, do us a favor. Describe the man in front of you to our listeners. Describe what you're looking at with KT. Just give us a scouting report on what you think he's doing, what are his skills, and where do you think he's going in life?
He's doing his job right now. He's holding this little mic up for me.
Is he professional, though? Is he professional?
I mean, he's pretty professional. He's got the tag on right now, so I think he's pretty professional.
He could have just made that at any Kinko's. Since he can't hear you right now, would you do us a favor and just blind tackle him and see how he reacts?
No, don't do that. We don't want you. He's not wearing real football pads and pants. Okay, I do want to ask you this. You had mentioned Kitna. Kitna likes to throw the deep ball. That's pretty cool to me because I'm thinking, okay, Kitna is the quarterback coach, but I would have thought maybe that's a Kellen Moore thing. But you say Kitna likes to throw the deep ball. Can you walk us through the difference between the role that Kitna has and what Kellen Moore has?
You know, I see it more as, you know, Kitna's doing the special nitpicking stuff like that. You know, the OC, he's running the whole show. He's looking over everybody, running backs, wide receivers, quarterback. But Kitna, he's really diving in, and he, you know, when he sees something that he doesn't like, he's gonna go over there and say something about it, or he's just gonna talk to us wide receivers about it. So
okay, I like this. This is Michael Gallup here on the Ben and Skin Show. Now the other part of that is how different are their personalities? If you had to describe those two guys separately, how would you describe each one?
I would say, you know, Kitna's more just a, you know, straightforward guy. He's going to tell you like it is, straight up. Doesn't matter what you're feeling about it, how you feel about it. And then, you know, Kellen, he's gonna give you a little leeway, just a little bit. He's more of, you know, the friendly type. I wouldn't walk up to Kitna and just say what's up to him right off the bat if I didn't know him.
Okay. We know you're busy and you got to go, but I want to ask you this before you go. Everybody's played great, no question. We're not asking you to put anybody in the spot. But choose one guy on offense and one guy on defense who would be candidates for having the best camp.
Well, I mean, obvious on offense, that's TP. And then for defense, I would probably say Donovan Alumba.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay, let's talk about each one. Now, why has Pollard had the best camp from an offensive player standpoint?
Man, Pollard's springy. He's going to make something shake for us. He's just a good guy. So, you know, during camp, he's always fun to be around. Great player. Does what he's supposed to do. And I think that's why he's had the best camp.
Okay, before we get to the defensive side of the ball, how long did it take you to figure out that he was going to be that? I mean, when Ben and I were out at camp, we heard a lot of different people saying different things about TP, but how quickly did it take you to notice what was up with him?
I mean, I've known TP for a while. So when we were in college, we were both All-Americans hanging out or whatever. So I've known him for a little bit, but I know what he was about, so I knew that coming in.
And then on Alumba, why him?
Man, Alumba's been shocking, folks. I think Alumba gets a pick like every practice. But he's been playing good ball. You know, coming from last year, he's on a practice squad. Not really sure how they're going to do it over there this year or anything like that. But he's definitely grown a whole lot, and he's gotten way better. So I'm going to give it to him.
Well, Michael, we appreciate the time so much, man. We think you're such a great dude. We're excited that you're playing so well, but we didn't doubt that for a minute. Continue to have a great preseason, and we'll talk to you before the season starts, brother.
First, sir, I definitely appreciate you guys.
Boom. That's our guy, Michael Gallup.
He's great.
Great. Is he waving us or the fans?
He's so humble.
Definitely you guys.
He's waving to us.
He's waving to us.
We love you, Michael.
Much love this way.
Yeah, dude, and you're really like a 94 in Madden, so don't worry. Don't get down on yourself.
Hey, I'll make sure I'll try to get it up there for you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hi.
What a good dude.
What a great guy.
I really want KT to give him some confidence. Maybe KT can give him a pep talk right now or something.
Now let's go to the immediate post-interview, post-game show with Kevin KT Turner. So yesterday, you know, we had the situation where Jalen Smith was running low on time. Sounded like Michael Gallup was low on time, too. How'd that go down there for you, KT?
No, it was good for me. Like, we were on the field. It's the only thing I was worried about when there was a lot of punts happening. I was sitting there going, oh, wait, are we in harm's way?
Got to protect him, dude.
But so yesterday, I'll say this, Michael more into it than Jalen was yesterday. And the other thing I would say is he had a nice little sign-off phrase. All right, boss man, is what he said to me. As he handed me the headset and the microphone, he said,
okay.
All right, boss man.
Hold on, hold on. I think there's a reason for this. And, KT, you didn't hear it, but Ben asked him very specific questions about whether or not Michael Gallup thought you were professional looking or not.
Yeah.
So he is such a great guy and such a team player. I think he was building up KT's confidence as a professional by calling him boss man. I think he identified you as someone that needed to be called boss man so that you would feel more professional out there.
Well, what is professional, though? You know, like, we're not...
That's abstract.
See, right here we're doing this whole thing. I'm wearing...
It's a great question.
Shirt, T-shirt, and shorts here. You know, you don't really have to sign up. Like, you don't really have to be, like, in a tux or in a suit, an office suit. You guys want to touch some Tolos?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. What's up, man? What's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos. Carlos. Where are you on the DAC thing, man? What's his market value?
About, like, 34. Let's just give him 34. We're straight. And then we'll pay the rest. Keep it 30. Get Zeke back. Keep
it 30. What do you mean by we're straight? What do you mean by we're straight?
We have to pay the boys that we have, man. We're not going to have another all-star team like this.
Come on. Okay, let's get your buddy in here. He's got to tell. What's your name, man? What's your name?
Cole.
Cole, where are you at on deck?
I mean, I like him. I don't know. I don't like him 40, though. But
what's up, Cole?
32, 30, 32, something like that.
So would you say you're more on like a – would you say like you're more on like a Sean Sharif side of things or more like on a
No, I absolutely agree with Sean Shreve's take. Let him play the year out.
No one's ever said that, though.
Absolutely, yes. Let him play the year out. Let him see what happens, for sure.
What's your chicken sandwich experience here, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
You know, I love the Chick-fil-A. I haven't had Popeyes yet, honestly. But I'm going to go to Cane's after this, though. That's what's up.
Oh, there's respect.
A Cane's. Yeah, there's a Cane's right here at the Star, Benny
boy. I'm a big Lane's guy, too.
What'd you say about Popeyes, Carlos?
Sean was right. Popeyes is better.
So you guys just listen to Sean and think he's right all the time. You guys need to question Sean more often. Hey, just question him. Listen to the show, but then question him.
Just because he has small hands
doesn't mean he's wrong. You know what? That's a pretty good little sign-off phrase or a promo. Sean and RJ, just because he's got small hands doesn't mean he's wrong.
We'll get that to imaging. Okay, hey, get on back up here, KT. We got to make some time and get back into the mix on some things.
If I don't pee real quick, we're going to have an issue.
That's more of an off-air thing. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Check
coming up next, let's get into the Amari Cooper situation a little bit more, and then we're also going to take you right into your workplace. It's the Ben and Skin Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, caller number 10, 877-881-1053 wants a pair of tickets to see the Rascal Flatts Saturday, August 30th. Actually, it's Friday, August 30th at Dos Equis Pavilion. More information, 1053thefan.com. Caller number 10 right now.
The previous segment of The Fan was brought to you by Mesquite Mitsubishi, a new Mirage for just $11,900, only at Mesquite Mitsubishi. Check them out online at mymitsu.com. Coming up next, the fellows are going to break down the Amari Cooper injury right here on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.